We are learning Maseches Yevamim Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. On top of the Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Makrila Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Burei. The pasuk says, "Moitza ani mar mavas es isha." Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak, the son who was listening to the shir, listening to his father say the pasuk, I'm like, "Good man, like who, like you have an example?" So he answered, "Good imcha like your mother." Right, the Gemara, but Master Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Berei, Rav Yehuda taught Rav Yitzchak her son, ain't all the moitzi kares ruach al mishter rishayna. The most nachas you have is from your first wife. Shenam is in the pasuk. Yehi mekarcha baruch usmach meishes narecha, and you have simcha from your wife from when you were young. V'amalei goy man, who's that karemcha? So you see that he considered her that was a special wife. Gemara says maskif tekifa. She was taka shtarka, she was very strong-minded, but it was very easy to placate her, it was very easy to make her feel better. If she got insulted, it was very easy to make her feel better. Akaponim, the mafarsh wants to handle here, the Gemara is very interesting, because you don't like talk to that you tell the child, that's your mother, you know, it's marmi maves, and the whole idea here. So Ben Yehuda has a pshat, that doesn't mean that she actually acted like that, that was really a tchuras hanefesh. Akaponim, ayin sham the Ben Yehuda. What's an example of an Ishara? She sets up a beautiful table with good food, but the whole time she is screaming and cursing at him. And the first we get, like, the reason why she made the whole suda is this way she has more time to curse him out. If you give him his lunch to go, that's it. Here's a beautiful table, nice hour meal, and this way she could really attack him for hours straight. Rava ama makashle taka umahadle gaba, opposite type of idea. You set up a whole table and then you turn around, you don't even eat with him. You just like let him eat himself. So that's a way of giving a husband pain, and that's called the Ishara. Omra vichamachina, kivin shenosa adam isha, avaynoisav mispakim. This is one of the makairis for the idea that a chosin is all his avaynos go away. It's from here. It says in the Gemara, someone marries the isha, all his avaynos are stuffed up. Shnema motze isha motze toiv v'yafik rotzayin ma'ashev, and v'yafik lashon of stuffing up like a hole, so that will stuff up all the avers. But this pasuk says, here's a pasuk that says motze isha motze toiv. You find isha found good. So marava kinosiv inish. There is a show when he used to marry inosiv inish insa. When a person married a wife, Amri lo used to ask him hacha. Amri le hachi motze or moitze. Is your wife a matzah, which means matzah ish matzah type, or a moitzah, which is moitzah ni mar mi mavis? Matzah is matzah ish matzah type. Moitzah is matzah ni mar mavis. That's the isha. You used to ask him, you know, how is your wife? Is she a matzah or a moitzah? Amarava. Isha ra mitzvah legarisha. Someone has a bad wife, it's a mitzvah to megarisha. The chsiv says in pasuk that if someone has a bad wife, it's a divorce, it says, goresh leitz veyetze modom yishvez din mekloin. It says, Garish, get rid of the lates, and therefore you'll get rid of all the strife, and it'll calm down all the din v'klein. Zakti Gemara, Amar Rava, Isha Rava, Ksuvasa Ruba. Let's say you can't get rid of her because her ksuba is too expensive. So what you should do is, Sarasa Betzida, marry another wife. When another wife comes, already that will put her in her place. Da'am Re'inchi, Becharvita Avalai Besilta. Something that bothers her, should be the Kavot Chacha from her Sara, and not from a thorn. The way to get her is by with a tzara. Vam Rava, kasha isha ra kiyayim sagrir. Isha ra, a bad wife, is like a stormy day. Shadam is in the pasuk, delef teret b'yayim sagrir, v'eshes medonim nishtava. V'eshes medonim is the same exact thing, is equal to a stormy day. And the mafarshim explain, because on a stormy day, you can't go in, you can't go out. You can't go outside because there's a hailstorm outside. You can't go inside because inside is also very bothersome because it's banging on the roof, all the rain, and just very noisy. So you don't have menuchas anywhere. Same thing with a bad wife. You can't go outside, you need a place to sleep. But in the house also, there's no menuchas nefesh. That's why a bad wife is compared to a stormy day. Vamarava. Look how good a good wife is. Look how bad a bad wife is. Kama toiva isha toiva. The chesiv says in the pasuk, matzah isha matzah toiv. So there's a shaila if this pasuk is talking about the Torah or talking about a good wife. So if it's talking about a good wife, imishtoi krat kama toiva isha toiva. Look how good a good wife is. The pasuk calls her a toiva. That means there's nothing better than that. And even Torah Mishnah Yikrov, somewhere Torah, Kama Toiv Isha 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 Toiv Isha
What
do you mean, use the pasuk? What do you mean?
We've
done this pasuk before. Yeah, same pasuk, yeah. We're talking about... What? No. Either talking about Isha or talking about Torah. Same exact pasuk. Matzah Isha, Matzah type. So we're saying, look how good a good wife is. We're calling her a type. That's what we talked about before also. How good a wife is. A good wife is Matzah Isha, Matzah type. Kamara Isha Ra, Dechsev, Omoitzani Mara Mimavis, Isha Isha. So you begav almost story. Talking about Isha Ra Taka Kra Kamara Isha Ra. It's a custom of Ganim, but the Torah says that it's a Ra. There's nothing bad worse than that. You begahenim story. If the pasuk is a muscle, as we're talking about Gehenim, Kamara Isha Ra. So Gehenim Mishnah, we're comparing Gehenim to Isha Ra. So obviously Isha Ra is pretty bad. So I'm saying like Isha Taiva is the best thing there is. That's a real type, and Isha Ra, that's real Ra. The pasuk says in the Yirmiyah, "Hindi mevi ra shal yuchalot zemena." Pasuk means it has to do with the korban, but the Gemara darshes Amar Rachem Ravua zu isha ra'a v'ksuba meruba. That's a isha ra'a. They can't get out of her. Why not? Because the ksuba is big. Nesanani Hashem v'yidei lo yuchal kum. Amar chista amar okva. Hashem put me in the hand of someone that I can't get out of. Amar chista amar okva. Amar chista zu isha ra'a v'ksuba meruba. Merava amri divim shat. That's someone who is mezonos tolu in his money. He doesn't have his own source of food. He has to buy it, and that's not good because it's possible he's going to be in a matzav where he can't get out of his own way because the prices went up, inflation, and sometimes your money is not going to be enough. And if you don't have your own mezonos, that's called an example of nesani Hashem v'yidei lo yochel kum, can't stand up myself. The pasuk also says in. The Bible also says in the Teichah, it says, "Banecha v'neisecha nesunim la'am acher." So what does that mean? That your sons and daughters will be given to different am. Amar Rav Cholam Barav, Amar Rav Zu Eishes Av. That's like the stepmother. The father's wife, that's an example of something that's terrible. B'goy Novel, Achisim, Amar Rav Cholam Barav, Amar Rav, what's that? You're given to a Goy Novel, disgusting nation. Amar Rav Zu Ishara, V'ksuvas V'ruba. Rav Lezer, it means Eila Tzedukim. That's the Tzedukim. The novel says in his heart, there's no Hashem. Masnita Tana, in the Bryce it says, Eilu Anche Barbaria of Anche Martanoi, these are places in Africa, Shema Halchim Arum Meshuk, they walk around without clothing, Shein Lecha Meshukitz, Umesuav Fnei Amokim, there's nothing more disgusting for Hashem, Yosem Yishma Halech Meshuk Aram, someone who goes in the street without clothing. That's the Goy novel. So we have a few people in the Goy novel. Either it means a wife who you can't get rid of, or it means the Tzedukim, or it means these barbarians who walk around without any clothing. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Eilu Chabarim, that's a nation called Chabarim. They were a nation of Persians that were big Rishaim, and they destroyed the Klai Yisrael. They're very against the Klai Yisrael. So Eilu Chabarim, Omar Rabbi Yechon, they told Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. They told Rabbi Yechon, "Osu chabarei leBavel." These chabarim came to Bavel. So he was so distraught, shogunafel. Even though he wasn't there, he was in Eretz Yisrael, but he heard that the Bnei Yeshiva and Bavel had to deal with these chabarim. Shogunafel. He fell off his chair and fainted. Rashi says, "Shoga kafe bent down nafel Rav Tzar." He fell off his chair. I don't know if he fainted, but something like that. Omrulay, so they told him, Mekabu Sheikhta. Lamai said they accept bribes. Tritz Yosef, he got up on his chair, he calmed down a little bit, he saw his Eitzah, he calmed down. They told him, Gozru al Gimel. They told him that they were Gozru on three things. We'll see what they are in a second. So he told them, it's because of Einish. Mepnei Gimel. They did it, those three Einishim are because of three things. Gozru al Abasa, they were Gozru on Shechita, they said he couldn't do Shechita, he couldn't eat meat. Playam matanis because the people stopped giving the matanis to the kahanim. The zroya l'chaim v'keva. Gozu al merchatzoyis. They were gozer on the bathhouses. Playat tefila because you weren't v'kayim the dinim of tefila. The dinim of tefila. They weren't careful with that. Kamachati shachvi. They were digging up the dead people. They were know what the reason was. Was smeich v'yemed them because you were being smeich on their holidays. Shenemar. It says in the pasuk, "V'hoisa Yad Hashem." This this pasuk is a pasuk in Shmuel. It says, "Vahoisa yad Hashem bechem uva'aviseichem." Now, what does it mean, "uva'aviseichem"? Or Rav Shmuel, "zuchayte shechvi, chatute shechvi." That one of the Shmuel was saying that if you don't do the will of Hashem, you'll have these einchim is. Bachem means they'll give tzaras to you. Vaviseichem means they're going to dig up the graves. The Amar, ba'avoin chayim mesim eschatim. Because the avoin of the people alive, the mesim get dug up. And here also, there was sameach. Yom Eidom, so the midig negamid is, we give them the avelus that they dug up the mesim. Omri rav le rabba amari. See what it says in the pasuk, lo yasvu, lo yikavru, lo doimam apnei adama yu. It says, as the Oynish, in Yirmiyah it says, they're not going to be gathered, they're going to be sitting on, without kavura, on the Adama. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, nifchar maves mechayim, that they're going to pick maves mechayim. Problem is, they're dead already. Omalei, you know what it means? No, because it doesn't make sense, they're dead already. Omalei, nifchar maves l'rishoyim, so yichyu b'ayil mazeh, v'yechtu yifu gohenim. It's not going back on the ones who were ainin talim kavura. Like Rash says, only high nifcha loy kama shiyu hein beichim mavis b'chaim. El navi hu dekam leha mudil rasham shiyamusu ma'ashev. It's another thing. It's saying, by the way, it's better for rasham to die, and because when they live in this world, they do chata'im and they fall gehenim. Zog the Gemara vayta. Now the Gemara's going to bring down different memories, which are chachma, which is different knowledge, from the Sefer Ben Siro, which is not one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. It was a book of good ideas, but it wasn't part of the Kisvei HaKadosh. Kosov b'sefer ben Sira. Isha toiva is a matana toiva. B'cheik yirei elikim tinasin. Just take out those words. B'cheik yirei elikim tinasin. That isha toiva, a good wife, is a good present, and it's to be given to someone as Yerushimayim. Isha ra, teras abayla. A bad wife is like leprosy for her husband. Maitakante, what's the Eitzah? You get a shan of Yisrap Mitzirata. Give her a get rid of her, and then your leprosy will be healed. Isha Yafa, someone has a good wife. Ashrei Baila, his husband has a good life. Mispa Yomav Keflayim, his days feel like double, have extra days, feel unbelievable simcha. Hale Meinecha Meishuschein, keep your eyes away from your friend's wife. Pen Tilkoid B'Mitzadusa, maybe you get caught in her net. I'll take it's a violum sechimayim shecha. Don't sit with her husband drinking wine and beer, because they eat couples together. It's a big problem. It's not so simple. Kibetoyar isha yafa rabim hushchusu. A lot of people got caught and blackened from being in the presence of an isha yafa that's not his own wife. Vatsumim kolaraga, and that's unbelievable. All the people she killed. Rab moya pitzei reichel hamargilim l'dvareva. Kenitzis maver gachelas. There were a lot of stories with peddlers who are magil varver, they hung around the people's houses in those days. The husbands were out in the field working, sometimes days on end, and the peddlers went around selling little things, landed up being mezana with the wives. Kekluv mali oif came b'tayim b'leim mirma. Just like a chicken coop is full of birds, the same thing, the houses are full of mirma. Another aside. Al totzer tzaras macha. Don't worry about tomorrow's tzara. You know why? Ki loy say the mal yalod yoyim. You don't know what's going to happen today. Shema macha ba veinenu. Maybe tomorrow comes, you won't even be here. Don't pay to worry about tomorrow. You might not be alive tomorrow. Worry about today, not tomorrow. Nimtzim etzdar kol al oylam shenesh loy. You mitzdar in a world that's not yours. You'll be in oylam ba that time. In a Gan Eden. Menei rabim teich v'secho. Don't have, even though you should be friendly with everyone, don't bring the whole world into your house. Keep away the Rabbim from your house. Not everyone should come to your house. Be friends with everyone, but not everyone should come to your house. Rabbim Yir Darshi Shlemecha. You have a lot of people who you are friendly with, but Gali Sod Lechem Elav. Only tell a secret to one of a thousand. Don't tell a secret to all 1,000 people. You have 1,000 friends, but only tell a secret to one of them. Omar Avasi. Ein Bei Dabava Ach Yichlu Kol Neshamos Shev Guf. There's a place called Guf. Rashi says it's Paragoy Shechoytis Ben Shchina LeMalachim. Is a curtain that separates the Shchina and the Malachim. V'Sham Ruchais V'Neshamais Nesunin Sunois Shadir V'Sheis Rebreishes. There are all the Neshamais that were created V'Sheis Rebreishes. And Mashiach will not come to all those Neshamais Shavaguf are taken out and brought into this world. Shadama Kiruach Melafana Yatoif V'Neshamais Nesisi. And the pasuk before that says that Hashem says the world's not going to be forever. Mashiach is going to come. But kiruach melfana yatav, the ruach melfana yatav means it's holding it back. The yatav lashon of da'atufim says the pasuk in parashas vayetze. V'ho'yatufim l'lovon. So that's holding it back. M'nashom ha'asin yasisi. Tanya v'lez ha'imer. Komisha in ha'oisek b'prira v'rivya ki'ilu shoyfich damim. Someone who's not oisek b'prira v'rivya, it's ki'ilu he murders. Shenema, if you look at the psukim of pruravu, around the psukim of pruravu are other psukim, and there you see that it has to do with, this is the pasuk at the end of parashas Noach, the second time Hashem gives the tzivui of pruravu. This is when Noach came out of the teva, and it says in the psukim there, it says around the parasha of pruravu, it says that shayfich dam. It says shayfich dam adam. So near the psukim of Puravu, it says about Shvichas Dam. The teacher tells us, anyone's not Oisik in Puravu, Yakil Shayfa Dam, Shema Shayfa Dam, Adam, Adam, Dom Yishafak, Zavas, right? Vat and Puravu. Rabbi Yaakov Vayma, Kiilu Memayet Admus. Shinema, it says in the Pasik, in that same Pasik, it says, Shayfa Dam, Adam, Adam, Dom Yishafak, Kibit Selem, Alekim, Osas, Adam. So you're taking away the Dmus, the Mayet Admus. Shinema, Vat and Puravu. Zavas, right? Vat and Puravu. After that Pasik, it says Puravu. So you're Mayet and the Mus. Of tzelam alekim, benazi amar kiilu shayfich dam ma'ed bus. Both things. Shenama v'atem pruavu. After that pasuk, omar benazi. That's your drasha. You're saying whoever does not is pruavia is like shviches dam ma'ed bus. Wait a second, benazi. Did you get married? Omar benazi. Yes, no dairish v'no mekayim. Some people will dash in a good drasha and the mekayim. No mekayim, some mekayim. You know, drasha not dairish. V'atem no dairish. You're saying in a beautiful drasha. Ain't no mekayim, but you're not being mekayim what you say. What should I do? My nefesh is choshka, is in love with the Torah. The world will be miskayim by the other people. So if an azai taka, then I get married. Now Tosis asks, that's mashma and perik alpi and mesech subis, that he married the daughter of Rabbi Kiva. So he says, but they got married and got divorced right away and never stayed married, never had children. Tanya Idach, the exact same price, so just with a different name. Instead of, it's a Rav Lozman and Azaria, it would be instead of Rabbi Yaakov. Tanya Idach, Rabbi Yezza, Oimer, Komi Shein Oitzu Peri Vikilu Shevach Dom, Shevach Shevach Dom, Shevach Dom, Odom, Samach Levat, and Puruvu. Lozman and Azaria, Mikilu Mayit Had Demus, It's Kilu Mayit, the Tselem, Demus Hashem. Ben Azay Omar, both things. Omar Ben Azay, Yeshla Dairish, same exact price, it just replaced Rabbi Yaakov and put in Rav Lozman and Azaria.